You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, it's Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. This is, I think it's number 12, I believe, in the building of the industrial leader. We've gone through 12 points. 12? 13? I get the number right. But thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. I'm so honored that you are here, of course. And it's because of you that we get to do this. So, and then I get to be affiliated with you guys. So let's get this show on the road. Thank you very much. We're building a leader. Big time leader. So thank you very much again. So we've covered a lot of ground over the past couple of weeks and got a lot of information out there, good tactical information. I hope we can keep it going because I know I got a number of points going on here. So let's get right to the today's topic. And I want to make sure that everybody understands a leader has a true desire to shoulder the burden. Once again, a true leader has a desire to shoulder the burden. I want you to be the hero or heroine in what you do. Let's define what a hero is. A hero is in the face of danger, right? Combats adversity through feats of ingenuity, bravery, and or strength. That's a pretty good definition, and I think that really covers it. So once again, in the face of danger, combats adversity through the feats of ingenuity, bravery, and or strength. And so we've got to have that. And I know that because you are actively seeking out information. You are out there. You are doing your thing, and you're trying to learn as much as you can. So you're investing your time, energy, and effort into ingenuity. And because you truly do have a desire to shoulder the burden. I always think of Mother Teresa, and the reason I always think of her is that she saw a need. She saw a need that was not being fulfilled. And through her bravery, through her ingenuity, and just sheer strength, said, I'll be the person doing that. And so she goes, and when she was alive, she just loved the unlovable, bring them on in, and she did it. And she changed the world because she was a true heroine, and she shouldered the burden. So as an industrial leader, you can't pass that off. As you accept those roles and responsibilities, you have to shoulder the burden. You've got to lean in and get it done. And I'm telling you right now, complaining is not a strategy, right? So once again, let's just summarize today's points. Shoulder the burden. Be the hero, right? And in the face of danger, combat adversity through feats of ingenuity, bravery, and strength. Think of a hero that falls into that category. You can't pass it off. Lean in and get it done. And if I hear that you're complaining, well, I'm going to be upset. So summarizing all the other points, the ability to be strong and clear in times of trouble. That was yesterday. Let's steadfast dedication to those depending on you. It's never about you. It's never, ever about you. You can see there's a theme going on here. Courage to ask for assistance. You, me, I fall into this category. I do not have all the answers. I know people do have answers, but I don't. I got to find them. Self-discipline and patience. You know, one day more. You keep going. You have that strong mental strength. Confidence in own ability, because I guarantee you, you're learning, you're growing. There are examples. What are you going to do? You've got correct thinking, so why not? You have that confidence, and you'll fail some days, but that's always learning, by the way. Failing is learning. Resistance to criticism. Let's get that thick skin. We're tenacious, right? Genuine interest in the well-being of people. It's always service. It's always service, right? Purpose. You got that steadfast purpose because when you do get knocked down, which you will because you are moving forward, you will always get back up because you know the purpose is more important than that scuffed knee. Positive outlook. I hang out with positive people. I want to hang out with you because you're positive. It's a wonderful thing. We encourage each other. Positive outlook in people, your place, just life in general. That's for sure. And of course, you've got correct thinking. You are not driven by the shadows of the past. They do not dictate your future. They do not guide those steps because you're bigger than that and you know your future's bright. So correct thinking, fight that all the time. That's it. That's pretty painless. I mean, that's what, 5 minutes and 20 seconds. So thank you very much. And we will talk tomorrow. And I really do appreciate you joining. Okay? Have a great day. And of course, be safe.